This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time, as I was green and wood, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You are the enemy of the people. Go ahead.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Go home to mommy.
And this is the latest meme from Carpe Doctum that has Brian Stelter rushing to the local convenience store for Kleenexes.
He's such a nice guy. Hey, get out of here.
Now, if that doesn't make you laugh and smile, hit it again! Hit it again! As we start the Alex Jones Show on
You Are the Enemy.
This 8th of April,
2019.
It's a Monday.
Get out of here.
And the left is being memed into submission right now.
Go home. Bye. Go home to mommy. Go home to mommy.
Oh, yes. Yes, put it on the big screen. I want it on all screens, in every office, all day long. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, folks. Big show coming up here today.
You are the enemy.
We've got a special guest in the next segment that... keep it running. Just keep it running. Just keep it running. You don't have to have the music, but we can keep the B-roll going here. Because, look, our next guest... folks, when Carpe Doctum puts out a meme like this... it goes so viral, and it just devastates the left so much because it's a language that they can't speak. So, like, imagine you're sitting at the table, and everyone's speaking a language, and you don't speak it, and they're laughing, and they're having a great time, and you're just sitting there like... That's the left right now with memes. We're speaking in a language that they can't understand, and we're laughing and smiling and having a blast, and they don't get it. And it's beyond just not having a sense of humor. It's they genuinely don't get it. And so now they are totally triggered by the latest Carpe Doctum meme. Obviously, he's had a couple memes retweeted by the president that they're still crying about. If you are... near a CNN office or an MSNBC office or a Democrat office, please get an umbrella, get a flotation device, because flooding is expected in liberal tiers. But folks, coming up in the next segment today is a special guest who has been directly affected by the meme war. And so this is an individual that wants to have his say on the Alex Jones Show. And we give our opposition a platform here. We welcome their ideas here because we want to battle them intellectually. That's why Democrats don't want to have debates. That's why Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez won't speak to media that's not in a controlled environment. That's why she won't do a debate unless she's on the floor of her apartment in the middle of a bender eating off the floor with some bug-eyed rant. But coming up in the next segment, folks, you're not going to want to miss this special guest that's going to be joining us. Oh, the crew gives a little teaser. If you're a video watcher at Infowars.com/show or any of our great television syndicates, they just flash an image of Pennywise the Clown. Oh, what's that? Oh, that was Brian Stelter. Oh, okay. That was CNN host Brian Stelter. I apologize. I get the two confused. So when we come back, special guest joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to want to miss this. We are memeing the left into total submission. It's a language they don't speak, and so they're flopping around like a fish out of water.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. But you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
This is CNN's Brian Stelter here with my program, Reliable Sources. And on this weekend's edition, I decided to just let everybody know that I control reality and I dictate what you can and can't say. Seriously, there's a Steve Watson article up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com where I explain that right-wing media is influencing the president and needs to be taken off the air. No kidding. It doesn't matter that Tucker Carlson has more viewers than the entire CNN lineup in 24 hours. That's the exact reason I'm saying he needs to be taken off the air, because we're really jealous that we can't force feed you our anti-American garbage and the president's actually listening to it. The article at the evil website, InfoWars.com, is titled CNN's Filter, Extreme Right-Wing Media Influencing Trump Decisions. Host says Tucker Carlson stirs up hatred of immigrants. And he goes on to talk about how racist it is and how Tucker Carlson, well, you know, boycotted, taken off the air. Like I lobbied for a year with Oliver Darcy to have Alex Jones taken off the deplatform. Now you can say, hey, Brian Stelter only has 100,000 viewers. And that's the truth. And well, and people like Tucker Carlson have 5 million. Alex Jones more than 5 million per episode. But that's why he has to be taken off. Then why do I have so much power? Well, you see, Obama signed $2 billion into law in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. And if Congress and the president ever figure this out and stop its funding entirely, we're screwed. You see, when Obama saw that Trump won the election in November of 2016, he put in the Defense Authorization Pork Barrel billions of dollars to set up what the CIA calls stay-behind networks inside of the CIA and the Justice Department that would liaison with large institutions, think tanks, and other groups with MSM to then sue people, infiltrate them, demonize them, target their advertisers, and shut them down. Working with George Soros, who overthrows all these other countries, we've basically been able to deplatform everyone from Dinesh D'Souza to Ann Coulter to thousands of other people. We started with Alex Jones with a large demonization campaign. Then once the first domino fell, well, you know what happened since then. Again, this is really our Achilles heel. That extremist Alex Jones goes on air and he goes to Congress. He tells you how big U.S. corporations sold out to China and are betting on them for global domination. Well, we take a lot of money at CNN from the communist Chinese, just like Hollywood does, to put out their propaganda. And Alex Jones talks about that. That makes Sundar Pichai and others really get upset with us. But if Trump figures out the billions in funding we're using to illegally racketeer and shut down the media. It's independent. He can stop us now. Here's what's bad for us in the corporate lying globalist media. If you go back just a few months ago, you saw the tens of thousands of layoffs at fake news that we run at BuzzFeed and other places. That's because the funding for fiscal year 2017 and 2018 ran out of that two-year program. So, Senator Murphy and Senator Blumenthal, both from the wonderful state of Connecticut, have reintroduced the bill for even more money in the 2019 Defense Authorization Act going through 2020. If we get that funding, we can really expand. Now, the subsection is called, and I sure hope the White House isn't listening to this, because you heard me, that we need to ban Trump and the White House and the Pentagon listening to right-wing media that actually reads all the documents. They think it's such a strong bureaucracy, no one will notice. But the secret is, it's called the Countering Disinformation, Foreign Disinformation, and Propaganda Act. And if Trump stops that, he'll stop our embedded groups of the government that are working against his agenda and against the free speech. We've committed a lot of crimes with our embedded stay-behind networks trying to overturn the election and sabotage and leak on the president and Congress. If you think those crimes are big, the crimes we've committed inside our embedded groups in the intelligence agencies are hundreds of times worse. It's so incredible we got away with it so far. Nixon only was thinking about spying on a few hundred people and broke into one person's psychiatrist's office. Well, what we've been doing is a lot worse with big tech. Project Veritas caught CNN and others working with Twitter and Facebook and YouTube to get into people's private accounts and spy on them. Well, remember, a year ago, we were inside Alex Jones' Google account and knew all about his finances and his private contracts. It's called tortious interference. But again, I'm Brian Stelter. And the head of CNN just got an award for the big free speech gala for his defense of free speech. And Christina Amanpour on CNN, she just called for the arrest of anyone that says Hillary's a criminal. Even James Comey said that was crazy. But again, I run your life. I decide what you can see, and I decide who controls everything. And my same reliable sources, we'll play some clips in a moment, this weekend, I also said the dangers of Carpe Donkum and the meme where he showed Biden groping Biden and deceptive fake news. We talked about how to counter it. Well, I talk about how this man's anonymous. And you know what we do at CNN? We like to dox people who are successful at exposing what authoritarian dirtbags we are. Now, I'm going to go back to the live show here in a minute with Owen Schroyer. But I'll be popping back in later in the hour. Remember, Americans, you're scum. We tell you what you can see, listen to, and read. Don't visit newswars.com.
But I don't think at the end of the day, when voters go to the polling places next year, that this is going to be foremost on their minds.
Well, here's what Biden is up against. Here's how it may keep coming back and back and back. This is a meme that was created by a semi-anonymous man from Kansas City, from Kansas. He posted it, and then the Trump world posted it, and then the president himself posted it on Twitter. It's Biden fondling himself. Now, on one level, it's just a funny meme. On another level, this is how politics is waged this day. These are the meme wars in action. Do you think Democrats understand what they're up against? Because there was a Mother Jones headline the other day saying the right-wing media machine is much more effective at this kind of visual communication, and the Democrats aren't even trying.
Yeah, I mean, they are effective at digital communications, and they're effective at talking to their base. The question is how much it infects the rest of the coverage. But this is uncharted waters, as are many things with Trump. You have a president who's going to be, excuse me, live tweeting the opposite party's primary, and you better believe that when anything happens in the Democratic race, he will have a comment, he will advance a meme like this, and Democrats are going to have to figure out how to deal deal with it.
The president has been under pressure, not just from Laura Ingraham, but from others on Fox and others in right-wing media. To some degree, that pressure has been there for 2.5 years, but it's been ramped up recently. For example, a week and a half ago, Lou Dobbs on Fox Business, one of the president's favorite hosts, called for him to fire Nielsen, said that the country's in danger of tens of thousands or even millions of Americans being killed by illegal immigrants. The rhetoric on some of these Fox shows is absolutely extreme, but it is what the president's hearing all the time, and I think it contributes to his frustration and his struggles on this issue. But that's going to continue. The president wants a black or white solution to what is a situation filled with grays. I think that's the bottom line problem.
Wow. All right. The big question here that we have, is Brian Stelter currently angry or is he currently crying? That's the question that we're trying to figure out right now. But if you are within the vicinity of a CNN studio or Brian Stelter, get an umbrella, get to high ground, because there is a flood expected of liberal tears coming your way. More from Alex Jones and Brian Stelter on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. InfoWarsStore.com is how we stay on air despite Brian Stelter's censorship.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702. Now, and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702, and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Back here with you on this live global broadcast. Alan Schroeder is going to be taking over from the studio in Austin, Texas here in just a few minutes. I'll be popping in with other reports throughout the next 3-plus hours. But earlier I started the broadcast with a joke piece in the voice of Brian Stelter. But the information I covered was all deadly serious. We've now tracked it back. It's all on the record that Brian Stelter and CNN, along with a few other key people in MSNBC, the New York Times, and the Washington Post, are working directly with government contracts through the Defense Authorization Act of 2017 that was funded in 2016. Now, remember, about 7-8 years ago, Obama legalized using propaganda domestically against the American people. And the U.S. intelligence agencies who do engage in propaganda overseas, to the CIA, State Department, and other agencies, could then engage in the use of previously illegal propaganda or lies against the American people. Public Affairs of the Washington Post a few years ago even wrote an article admitting that indeed that was going on here domestically. So they're now using taxpayer money directly against Trump, directly against InfoWars, directly against Tucker Carlson, directly against Sean Hannity, and trying to get everybody off the air because, as Brian Stelter said this weekend, they're able to influence the president. Can you imagine Americans having popular shows that are private and that people have a right to tune into trying to influence the president? And the president watches and listens to those shows. Remember the big horror 2 years ago when Kelly got in as the chief of staff? And it was like, General Kelly makes sure, number one, no InfoWars in the White House. That was a real story because the president resonates with what we talk about. And then they fact-checked, well, the president believed Jones's article that the polls are really higher than what they say. I was going off a whole bunch of university studies where they oversample Democrats 10 to 15 points, where they target Democrat voters in the polls. Everybody knows the damn things are fake. The New York Times said that Hillary had a 98% chance of winning until Election Day. So Brian Stelter is a flaming authoritarian. And people laugh at him. He doesn't have any audience. It doesn't matter. He is the mouthpiece of the establishment, along with Oliver Darcy. And they work in tandem as the chief and deputy chief media analyst at CNN to wage war on freedom of speech and the press in this country. And now you notice they're moving on and saying, well, we need to arrest people that criticize the government or leftists. We need to call it hate speech now, like Germany and other countries are doing under the EU. If someone is even mildly critical of the government, open borders, Islam, the sexualization of children, if a man comes into a hospital with a beard and says, give me a pap smear, and the nurse says, sir, you don't have a cervix, the nurse gets fired. This is all real. This is all happening. Well, they want us to submit to their tyranny. I mean, you hear about a guy with a beard, and they try to make a nurse do a pap smear, and you think, oh, that's isolated. Now, there's a bunch of cases like that. The BBC reports in England, they're pulling out toilets at shopping malls and Rolls-Royce dealerships and putting a hole in the ground, saying Muslims like this. So instead of them adopting our advanced culture, our advanced technology, our medicine, well, I mean, if the Muslims didn't used to have X-rays, let's just get rid of X-rays then. So it's about making you submit, making things go backwards. Where, oh, we let the Muslims sexually mutilate their daughters. It's okay, it's their culture. But then, again, they're putting huge signs up about manspreading and saying cross your legs, cross your feet, like it's bad if you simply sit with your knees apart where it's comfortable. They're making normal activity somehow criminal and then legalizing criminal activity as long as it tears down the West, as long as it tears down a superior Renaissance culture and society that Western systems built, that the whole world has emulated until now, and the whole world wants to basically immigrate to. So the average minority, the average Muslim, doesn't want to go with their family into open unisex stalls and squat and crap in a hole in the ground. But if the establishment can make you do it, you will then put up with anything like saying, oh, you'll be arrested in the UK or California if you misgender someone or if you put on forms mother or father. Some people don't have mothers and fathers, so it's hurtful. You're like, well, that's insane. That doesn't make sense. It's meant to be insane, to short-circuit your common-sense systems. In fact, I'm not obsessed with Brian Stelter, but he is pretty pathetic, and I actually watch his reliable sources. He did something even more draconian in the same episode this weekend. After he got done bitching and complaining in the same piece, that there are people able to communicate with not just the general public, but the president's watching. We're supposed to control reality. He had two guests on and talked about how criticism of female candidates is sexist and must be stopped because people aren't voting for female candidates because there is a patriarchy where we don't like to see women in power. No, that's not true. Competent, aggressive, smart women that have wanted to be in power, but in power throughout history. The average woman isn't actually power-seeking, like the average man isn't. But genetically, they say, oh, it's hundreds of thousands of years of patriarchy. No, it's called our development. It's called what the left always talks about, our evolution. That, you know, women can make babies. Women are nurturative. Men can go out and expend their lives and kill people. People expect men in leadership because that's the way it's been in every culture and every system, because that's how we're designed. But the big takeaway is it's now sexist if you don't like Elizabeth Warren and are cringeworthy. Oh, have a beer, honey. Oh, come on in. And it's all totally fake, and she sits there and tells you she's a Native American when she's not. People don't like Kamala Harris because she's cringeworthy. People don't like any of these female candidates in the polls. But they also don't like Beto O'Rourke. He's incredibly cringeworthy and fake and like an Eddie Haskell on steroids. And then you've got just all, they're all cringeworthy. All of them. The Democratic Party is a cringeworthy group of miscreant manipulators. And of course, since this happened last week, I talk about it every time I'm on air. Christina Amanpour talking to James Comey, and she says, hey, people criticizing Hillary, people saying lock her up, shouldn't they be arrested for hate speech? That's how far these authoritarians have come. They're openly pushing this. Now, let's just not deplatform people. Let's arrest them. And then we're giving reasons that she should be indicted. We're giving reasons she should go to jail. Congressman Nunes, the ranking Republican on the Judiciary Committee, has put forward eight different criminal referrals of people that need to be indicted, laying out their perjury, laying out their conspiracy, laying out open and shut how they did it. So their response is, oh, you're trying to lock us up, we'll lock you up. But we're saying for illegal servers and selling out to the Chinese and perjuring yourself to Congress and setting up a conspiracy to overturn an election and defraud the public and fake warrants and all the rest of it, we have evidence, we have reasons. We're calling for grand jury indictments. There are a whole bunch of grand juries confirmed to be open in Maryland and D.C. and other areas to indict people like Clapper and Brennan and Hillary and McCabe and four others. So think about that, ladies and gentlemen. We're giving reasons. We're giving the evidence. We're giving the facts. Our response is just arrest them all. We'll be right back on the other side with more of Owen Schroyer. And I'm going to talk about AOC. Now, she now is faking a bizarre urban black accent.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for auto ship. And an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You know, Reverend, you bring up a funny anecdote, and I'm proud to be a bartender. Ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with working retail, folding clothes for other people to buy. There's nothing wrong with preparing the food that your neighbors will eat. There's nothing wrong with driving the buses that take your family the country of my past, not because of anything about my story, but because it communicates that if I could work in a restaurant and become a member of the United States Congress, so can you. So can you. And so what we are fighting for are the policies that are concentrated in working people and communities of color and the historically disenfranchised to make that more possible in America, to make us be a nation that keeps its promise and lives up to the words in our founding charter. So I want to thank you all again for joining us here today. And I think it's a very important morning because with our work, and if we organize, and if we fight like we've never fought before, then it is entirely possible that we just listen to someone who will be the next president of the United States.
And the speech went on, but did you catch that? Beyond her trying to mimic a stereotypical black Southern drawl, she's really engaged in class warfare. It's okay to fold their clothes. It's okay to... She's saying white people. And, of course, you've got Joe Biden saying white men are inherently bad. It's all just this racist crud. And she's the person that famously grew up in an almost all-white rich neighborhood in New York, supposedly worked a few months as a bartender. That's a pretty high-paid job, actually. And then that's the reason you've got to follow her and listen to her, is because she came from nothing. And all of it is a line of bull. Her PAC that they set up raised $18 million. Where's the discussion of the millions of missing dollars? Vanessa Souza, a filmmaker, went to jail for $24,000 that he got his friends to give to his old friend that was running for Senate in New York. So D'Souza goes to jail for 20 months total, sentence, 9 months he had to actually serve. He's the worst guy on the planet. He's the most evil person ever, but AOC, she gets to skate scot-free. But I'm digressing, ladies and gentlemen. AOC is up there, just like Hillary when she goes to Kentucky or goes to Texas. And Hillary famously went, "I ain't no white tired. I ain't gonna give up." I mean, she didn't talk like somebody from Kentucky or Texas. She talked like Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies. "Come on in here, Jeff Rowe. There's something swimming in the cement pond. And I got some possum pie for you. Cook it in there. Come on in here, Jed." "Well, thank you, Granny. It's good to be here with you. I got some of that black gold bubbling up out of there." So what it is a disdain and a condescension for anybody in the South or anybody who's black or anybody who's Hispanic. Look, I made fun of Rick Perry whenever he went to Los Angeles. He was like, "Hello, good to see you." I mean, I've got friends. I've even got some family that a little bit of Mexican food restaurant. And Hispanic comes over to... who's the waiter, they're probably the owner, probably make more money than the person I'm sitting there with, and they'll go, "I would like taco plate." So it's not just Hillary that's doing this. It's not just AOC that's doing this. There is a real condescension in liberals. Oh, and that's what the studies show. Paul Watson's on a powerful video we're going to air next segment on this, and then Owen's going to give some commentary on. The studies show, and Paul goes over them, Paul Joseph Watson, the story's on InfoWars.com, that the left is many times more likely to slow down their voice and talk down to minorities. Oh, and guess what? The studies, conservatives don't do that because they're their own people. They're actually just talking to you. But leftists tend to slow down their voices and then attempt to take on the accent of the person. Well, you're not taking on their accent. You're taking on the distortion of their home language that they have been accustomed to and that they have developed their lingual skills with, that they're then projecting on the English. So again, you don't go to Russia or you don't go to Germany, and because you don't speak German, go, "Ah, yes, very nice, Hans and Franz. I'm going to talk like Arnold Schwarzenegger, because if I talk to you like this, you're going to understand me, because it sounds like I have a German accent on English." No, it makes it sound unintelligible, because they've been watching U.S. TV where the accent is not expressed that way. So you sound like a crazy person. How about I went to Mexico again? And instead of saying, "Oh, yeah, I'd like... some of that langusta, lobster, I like some of those guacamole," I'm like, "I would like langusta, I would like guacamole, I would like cerveza." Again, this is the condescension. Pull up a study for yourself. They vary. But liberals are 9 times more likely to say they're going to give to charity and not give to charity. 6 times more likely to commit crimes like burglary, robbery, embezzlement. Because they're not liberals. They're criminal, deranged, lazy, following maniacs that have bought into a corrupt system of delusion. And that's just the facts. They're anti-free speech. They're anti-America. They're anti-everything. I mean, my God, just CNN, MSNBC a few years ago, they were trying to overthrow local police departments with their Strong City initiative of Loretta Lynch, actually run by the UN. Cops would get killed in another state. They'd say, well, cops are bad. Until they clean themselves up, they'll still get executed. So they think if somebody else does something wrong, most of the time not even true, in another state, someone else deserves to die because they happen to wear a similar uniform. That's the left saying because 2% of the South own slaves, 90%+ of people alive today have nobody in their background even own slaves. But even if they did, imagine saying a newborn baby owes somebody because they're a certain color from 170, 180 years ago. That's authoritarianism. You're bad because you're white. You're bad because you're a male. You're bad because you're a cop. You're bad because of this. You're bad because you worked hard to have money. You're bad, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad. They're making a nation of cowards and weasels and weenies and entitled scumbags that don't even know how to tie their shoelaces and believe everybody owes them something. You go out to any leftist event and you're a conservative, try to wear a MAGA hat, they'll physically attack you. They'll howl and scream in a mass mob and come after you. Because they're cult leaders. AOC, Beto, they all say the world's ending in 12 years. That's the new talking point. So imagine if you got invited to, say, speak at a black church, and you went to it, and normally you talk like this, and you showed up and you went, how's it going, my brothers? How's it hanging? I mean, it's just obnoxious. Or imagine you went with the Hollywood stereotypical or the gangster rap. Look at that booty, baby, yeah. How's it going? High five. People say, man, you're a fake. Get out of here. People respect you when you're real, not a fraud like AOC. We're going to go to break. Owen's going to take back over. We're going to air this piece where Paul breaks it down. But there's so much news coming out. But the fraud of these people is essential. Please don't forget, they've deplatformed us except on AM and FM, TV, and Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. When you spread those links, you override their censorship. And I've been out of town, covered a bunch of really big news. I haven't launched new specials. The Save the First Amendment special was supposed to end last Wednesday. It's got to end today. I'm actually going to get on the phone. I'm out here in Los Angeles with my crew in Austin to come up with new specials. They're going to launch tomorrow. But this has been the biggest special of the year. Store-wide free shipping, 60 to 50% off all the supplements, other big discounts. The special must and will end today. Your purchase supports the broadcast, but whether it's the best fish oil for your body, whether it's the best nootropics like Brain Force, whether it's just all the amazing products, they're at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And all those specials have to end today, and it's only you purchasing those products that fund the operation. Sign up for auto ship on things like the Wake Up America coffee after you try and love it, or the protein bars, or things you're going to want to reorder. Get an additional 10% off. InfoWarsStore.com, funding tomorrow's news today. Now, we're about to go to break, and Owen Schroyer will introduce the Paul Joseph Watson piece on the other side. Whatever you do, however you're listening, override the censors and tell people how you're listening and break the globalist back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. And as promised, we now go to the latest report from Paul Joseph Watson, breaking down the racism of liberal progressives.
So apparently, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez thinks she's black.
The fight's been long, y'all. This is what organizing looks like.
That's right.
This is what building power looks like. I'm proud to be a bartender. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I haven't heard an accent that fake since Hillary Clinton overdosed on hot sauce.
I don't feel no ways tired.
But wait, according to AOC, anyone who claims she's putting on a black accent is a conspiracy theorist. She says she speaks the same, no matter the audience. Really? Okay, so let's compare her saying the word like to a white person during a CBS News interview.
I like the fruit roll-up.
Yeah. Oh, I like the like.
To her saying the word like to a room full of black people.
This is what building power looks like.
Let's play a game of spot the difference.
Like light.
Yeah, maybe I'm just hearing things, but I detect a slight deviation there.
It's like light.
As much as the right wants to distort and deflect, I am from the Bronx. I act and talk like it, especially when I'm fired up and especially when I'm home.
Okay, you're from the Bronx, which is 43% black. So that would make sense. Wait a minute. You spent most of your childhood growing up in Yorktown Heights, which is, drumroll please, 90% white, and only 2.4% African American. So if you act and talk like you're from the Bronx, which is what you claim, then you must be acting and talking like a 5-year-old child, because that's when you left the Bronx. Wait a minute, that actually makes sense.
Like, blah, blah, blah.
So essentially, AOC is telling us that she talks and acts like a 5-year-old black kid.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
What's next? Is she going to go full Rachel Dolezal and get the boot polish out? Maybe she can ask for tips from Governor Ralph Northam. Is she going to start dropping N-word bombs?
I'm going to say the N-word.
There's actually more footage from that AOC speech which the media didn't show you, but I can.
When was the last time a white lady took over after you when you threw your orange soda and your grape sodas on the ground?
Apparently, she's also been lined up for a debate appearance on Dr. Phil.
Catch me outside, how about that?
But then again, according to AOC, debating her is catcalling, so maybe not.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Rumor has it that AOC has already selected her running mate for a future presidential campaign.
Booyakasha! Professor G in the house, eh?
Although he faces some stiff competition from Whoa Vicky.
Hey you guys, welcome back. Today I'm gonna be showing you how to slay a black girl like mine's edges.
There's nothing wrong with working retail, folding clothes for other people to buy.
Yeah, maybe you should have thought of that when you cost New Yorkers 25,000 jobs by getting that Amazon HQ cancelled. But none of this matters to AOC anyway, because remember, being morally right is more important than being factually correct.
I think that there's a lot of people more concerned about being precisely, factually, and semantically correct than about being morally right.
But being factually correct is important.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So I can factually state that she's faking a black accent.
Looks like.
But she's still morally superior because reasons or something.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But does it really surprise anyone that a Democrat is once again pandering to African Americans by feigning relatability? A recent Yale study found that liberals deliberately dumb down their vocabulary when speaking to black people compared to conservatives who don't. So while they'll virtue signal until they're blue in the face about how much they respect minorities, when they actually speak to minorities, they immediately adopt the bigotry of low expectations. Does it surprise anyone that AOC is once again feigning relatability? Seriously, how many tedious Instagram videos of your private life is too many? And how does someone who apparently lives with the existential terror of the entire world coming to an end in 12 years go through the meaningless drudgery of putting together IKEA furniture?
Like, at least I don't do what Border Patrol do, you know? Like, for real? They're out there and they're actually, like, checking how brown kids are. And if they're brown enough, swear to God, they will check, and if they're brown enough, they inject them with needles at the border. Prove me wrong while I'm doing this furniture.
Unfortunately for AOC, the same number of people convinced by her fake accent were convinced by her Green New Deal. That would be zero, which despite what the media told you, is the same number of conservatives who were triggered by that dancing video. That would also be zero. I had less confidence in that fake accent than I would entering a Venezuelan shopping mall in the hope of buying toilet paper, which is less than zero.
So there you go, AOC living in denial of reality, but her popularity is waning, and who knows how long she'll last in Congress. But that is the latest from Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, I've got in front of me here on the desk, obviously, a bunch of news we're going to eventually get to today. We're going to have more from Alex Jones coming up in the next hour. And then Carpe Donctum joins me in the third hour. Will Johnson will host the fourth hour. And what I think I might try to do is get through all this news and all the videos today, and then I'm going to be pulling double duty and hosting the War Room, and then just dedicate the 3 hours of the War Room that I normally host from 3 to 6 p.m. following the Alex Jones Show weekdays to your phone calls. So I think we'll be able to get all the news and all the videos, and we'll have our guest on as well. And then in the War Room, I'll just open up the phone lines and take your call. So if there's anything you wanted to call about today. But in the meantime, since I am doing double duty, I'm probably going to need a little turbo force. So what I've done here, now, normally when I drink turbo force, I usually like to drink it before the War Room and I get a kick and then it sustains me through the rest of the night. I get a workout in and everything. And I usually just pound it down and chase it with some Brain Force Plus. But Will Johnson, who's hosting the fourth hour, has made a suggestion before to me. And that is to drink it with hot water like you would sip on tea. So that's actually what I'm going to do today on the Alex Jones Show. So let me just empty my packet of Turbo Force into my InfoWars tumbler, which you can also get at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, go ahead and knock that out. Go ahead and stir that in. I've got pretty hot water here. It's been sitting for a minute, so should be able to drink this without it having to wait too long. I kind of feel like I'm doing an infomercial. Can we get like, oh, look at the crew with the shot. Oh, my gosh. Oh, me stirring a cup of Turbo Force has never looked so good. Can I get that shot again? This is like the greatest infomercial ever shot on live TV. Look at that. With the imposed image of me stirring. And the box of Turbo Force on the desk. Oh my gosh, we're about to sell out of Turbo Force with this one, folks. So you better go to InfoWarsStore.com immediately. All right, you think I got it? Well, let's get a camera shot of that. Oh yeah, look at the Turbo Force spinning so eloquently. Nothing to disturb it, just pure energy waiting for me to consume it. Yes. Ah, I'm thinking of my Turbo Force. And how great it's going to make me feel. And the pure energy that I'm going to get from my Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes. Total equilibrium. Ah. And so there you go. And so, let's go ahead and take the first sip of this. Again, normally I drink the Turbo Force with either cold water or with the... or just with tap water, and I chase it with Brain Force Plus. But today, I'm taking Will Johnson's advice from UniteAmericaFirst.com. He sips his Turbo Force warm like it's tea, and then you kind of sip on it, and you kind of get that energy slowly. But let me just give this a try right now. Mmm. Mm-hmm. Mmm. Interesting indeed. It has the fruity essence of the Turbo Force with the soothing warmth of tea, but it doesn't kind of have that herbally, earthy, grainy aftertaste. It's just kind of like a smooth, fruity sensation with soothing heat. That's good right there. So Turbo Force, also good with warm water. Wow, that's good stuff.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now.
right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.